quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome, you're listening to Sports Ecom 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-hosts, Russell Jackman and Mike McDowd. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question. The first one, I think, is easy. The second one, kind of easy. And the third one, I don't know. You guys shouldn't be too upset with these questions. Mike, you won't have to throw up your hands like, oh my gosh, what kind of question is that? Yeah, there you go. The audience can't see that unless you do YouTube. He just throws up his hands like, I give up. But then you'll be okay. All right. This is our short little intro segment. So what are we going to talk about in the next segment?
Well, you know, we've got the NBA playoffs start tomorrow in the play-in games, the East and the West. The Warriors just sputtering like a biplane that's full of World War One biplane that's full of holes, has the smoke pouring out of the back of it, and it's like sputtering and trying to get to the runway.
I actually was in one of those planes.
Not really.
And it was like, I'll never do it again. He did all these acrobat things. I almost lost my cookies. And the only thing holding you in, there's no parachute, is literally a little clip, a little tiny clip, and that's it. And I said, wait a minute, where's my seatbelt? He goes, don't worry, centrifugal force will keep you in. I go, I'm praying for centrifugal force.
Oh, my God, that is scary.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, you do a barrel roll, and then you go up, and then you go, I mean, it's just, it was
hard. Where'd you do that, Edward?
Oh my gosh, I was 25 years old. I had a client who did those tours, World War One biplane tours in the Napa Valley. And so he invited me to do it. And at the time, Eva was my girlfriend. And I figured I'd let her go first. And I knew she didn't really like heights, but she was like okay with it. And then so it was my turn. I'm thinking, oh, she can do it, I can do it. No. She's a lot braver than I am. All right, audience, stay with us. Sports Ecom 101 will be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
There are rivers that people visit, and then there are rivers that change them. For over 40 years, Tributary Whitewater has guided adventurers on the West's most iconic waters. The journey spans from the deepest river canyon in North America via Hell's Canyon on the Snake River to the legendary wild and scenic stretches of the Rogue River in Southwest Oregon. Bring the family and explore a 3-day, 2-night easy rafting trip on the new Lower Klamath, or half-day to 2-day trips on California Classic Whitewater on the American River, or experience the rivers in the Sierra Nevada, including the Truckee River and the springtime East Fort Carson River, both just outside of Lake Tahoe. With expert guides and all-inclusive overnight experiences on the river, Tributary serves as a premier gateway to the great outdoors. From Oregon and Idaho to the heart of California, Tributary Whitewater provides everything you need for an experience of a lifetime. Reservations for the 2026 season are available at whitewatertours.com. Tributary Whitewater, incredible river experiences.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown here along with Mike McDowell and Russell Jackson. All right, so we talked about a little biplane World War I aircraft thing that I did. Don't worry, I kept my cookies in, barely, but I did. Let's see. Okay, let's get into a little bit of sports. So the
that biplane thing is pretty cool. That's legendary out in the Napa Valley. As you go into Sonoma Valley, I remember seeing that thing as a kid and thinking, yeah. Who goes on those things? So you're one of the only guys I've ever met that actually flew there. That's wild.
And you know what the interesting thing about that was, the pilot actually wasn't my client. He was like doing a different thing. So he had me go with a guy who was like old from like World War II. And he did a fine job. And then I found out 2 weeks later, he was doing a stunt and he got too close to the ground and he crashed. And it was a while for them to find him. And he was like really out of it. He lived, but he thought he was back in World War II.
Now, I think the first thing that we should start with is the most important thing, okay? Yeah. Which is that I like to always remind everybody when I was right. So I'd like to lord it over everybody that I picked Michigan to win the national championship.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Despite your scoffing and your naysaying and your disbelief, that I would actually be right on that. I called Final Four completely correct.
When I watched the finals over UConn, yeah. I kept thinking, oh, Russell's going to give us a minute. And never let me live this down.
No, ever.
To your credit, Russell, I got to give you that. But, I mean, gosh. Yeah, all right. They were the most dominant team, at least in one juncture. But I still think Arizona did not show up that at all that one game. They got smoked. Sure. And give credit. If it was a series, I wonder how it would be, because I thought UConn played them. They played them as good as you're going to play them. And they could have beat them if things were going their way a little bit better, you know?
But Michigan's defense was just – they were all over. They were just like white on rice.
I told you know, they were chewing teams up and spitting them out on their way to that championship. It's one of the more dominant championships as far as like how they beat everybody on their way to and it's funny to think of, you know, the greatness of the Fab Five, and that Michigan team didn't accomplish what we just saw this team, you know, and now we're no longer waiting for Cadeau.
Well, yeah, and furthermore, this Fab Five team, I mean, this is a better Michigan team than the Fab Five. They won a national title. The Fab Five didn't do that.
They didn't get the kind of national credit. There wasn't the kind of, you know, hullabaloo about this team.
No. Were they all freshmen, the Fab Five?
No, they weren't.
Close to it.
Yeah.
A couple of them.
Some of them were. But you're talking, what was that, 1995 or something, 92?
No, 1995, I can't remember. I think, is where you're...
95, yeah.
That was Chris Webber.
Yeah, and Juwan Howard.
Yeah,
that
was a great team.
Yeah. Those are the three I remember. Juwan Howard, Jalen Rose, and Chris Webber. So, he didn't really go too far. There was a little bit of a golf tournament over this weekend, wasn't there?
Oh, just a little bit. I mean, Rory roared back. The guy was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. 90th Master, you know, finished 12 under par to win another green jacket. And, him and Scottie Scheffler were just neck and neck. And, you know, he dominated Thursday and Friday of the tournament and then kind of slid off a little bit on Saturday. Sunday he was under. But, man, he roared back, played his golf, and did what he's supposed to do. And, you know, it's his sixth career major, which is pretty cool. And he won $4.5 million for that win. That's not a bad day at the office for a few days of work, for a week's work. But you got to give credit to this guy. I mean, he's one of the best golfers to play the game. He did something with, you know, Jack Nicklaus, Nick Faldo, Tiger Woods. Only golfers to ever do this, win back-to-back. So this Masters, man, congratulations to Rory. And if you guys ever get a chance to go see this tournament, this is unlike any other. I mean, this is truly iconic, special stuff. The way they run it, the way that it's presented, the prices are still the same, from the famous Georgia peach sandwiches to the pimento cheese sandwich. I mean, people love this stuff. But, it's a really special week.
Aren't they still the same price that they were, like, in 1920 or something?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's why, you know, I mean, who does like, that? That's so awesome.
Like $1.50 or something like that. The sandwiches are only like
a lot of money, but that's pretty cool to keep the prices down. But now, what happened to CBS with their camera crew?
You tell me. Apparently, you saw it. I missed that.
Yeah, apparently it was all over the internet. Apparently, the way that the camera was focusing on Rory, it's like they only had his back, so you couldn't see him putt, and like the last four shots or something that were really important to see, nobody on TV got to really see the real shots like you do. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
His position, it's kind of strange.
I don't know if you guys know this, but there was a four-way tie for third place, So it was like Tyrrell Hatton, Justin Rose, all those guys. That's pretty wild.
What's the price?
I wanted to go this year. I was going to go. But have any of you guys been to this tournament? Because, I mean, literally, you know, you can go to the Super Bowl, you can go to the World Series, you can go to WrestleMania. It's so unique the way it's run. And they say it's like, by far the best run event in sports, which really makes it. It just oozes tradition, which is great. And have any of you guys been?
No, the only two really big things that I've been to like that are the NBA All-Star game when it was in Oakland in 2000, and I was at WrestleMania too. So I can say that for myself, but those are the only two. Like,
where was WrestleMania?
It was in three cities at the same time. That was the one event they tried to do it in three cities at the same time. One was in Los Angeles, one was in Chicago, and the other one was in New York. And I was
in the same wrestlers. You know, the one, if you want to see, you know, Hulk Hogan, but he's in Chicago, you don't get to see him in LA.
I saw the Hogan, but.
Well, you know what I mean?
LA,
people in Chicago.
I didn't get to see the Battle Royale. That was in Chicago, and I didn't see the matches that were in New York. You had to see those by on the TV screen, you know, in the arena. So they didn't do that again.
Well, I did get to see the first I think it was the first Monday night football game that the Oakland Raiders played. Back when they played the Bengals, and I think it was 1970, if I'm not mistaken. Not that's the only football game I've actually gone to.
It's not a Super Bowl, man. It's not even an
All-Star. No, I've been to Lee Steinberg's Super Bowl party, which was kind of fun, but I've never been to the actual Super Bowl.
You know, with this show, we have no script. We don't really have big production meetings. We have a big budget. We get paid a lot of money, as you guys know. But you just said Oakland, and I'm going to randomly throw something out at you. How about those Oakland A's, baby? 8-7 in second place in the West in the American League. And, you know, they got one more year. Another slap in the face to Oakland. Another slap in the face to Oakland.
Are they still playing in Sacramento?
Yeah, man. It's so disgusting. What's happened to Oakland. It's pathetic. It gets me fired up, man.
Okay, so here's our first trivia question, and you guys should know this one. What is the lowest place on Earth? What is the lowest place on Earth? That's our trivia question number one. Stay with us, audience. You'll have to come back to find out the answer to that, and we're going to be talking more sports and business on Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowd and Russell Jackman. Our first trivia question: what is the lowest place on earth?
Well, it's my house when I lose an argument with my wife. But I believe that it's Death Valley, isn't
it? No, I got this. Hold on, Russell. It's actually the day after my hangover.
That's pretty good. It is the actual answer you're looking for is Death Valley, isn't it?
That is correct. All right. Mr. Russell is one for one. All right. So the NBA is going to be starting its playoffs. Do you guys like that play-in tournament thing?
Yes. More teams is more money. It's more excitement. You know, it does give – I mean, the Warriors, without it, would be watching it on TV. You know, the 37-win team for the Warriors this year is – very miserable as a Warriors fan.
It's really a sad sign. Russell and Edward, I mean, Russell especially, I know you're a big NBA guy. I used to cover the Warriors back in the day. Dude, the Warriors, I mean, I love the Warriors. In fact, our friend, the great Stephen Travers, is going to be interviewing Rick Barry coming up. And I said, Rick, you got to get Rick on our show. So we're hoping to have Rick Barry on our show.
We have had him on the show. We have had him on the show.
Well, we hope to have him again. So, but my point is, the Warriors era is over. It's over. I hate to say it. I mean, I want Steph Curry to be. I mean, the reason I bring this up, and I know all you guys are going to relate to this. I mean, there was equally as magical as Steph Curry, Michael Jordan. So when Michael Jordan left, what happened to the Bulls? They were never the same. The question is that going to happen for the Warriors? Great likelihood it will. But the other question is, how do we prevent this from happening? The Lakers have done a pretty good job to kind of resurface after Magic. They brought in LeBron. But who is our next Steph Curry? Who's our next LeBron? I mean,
Lakers had a number of years where they finished behind the Kings in the standings. So it wasn't an instant thing from when Kobe left to when they got LeBron. And keep in mind, with LeBron, they haven't won a real NBA championship. They won the bubble title, if you want to give them that. Yeah. But most people don't consider it very legit. And in an 82-game season, they haven't won with LeBron either.
Is that the bubble title? Is that the one? Was that during COVID?
2020. Same
can be said about the Dodgers winning their World Series.
I do say that about the Dodgers.
They have won legit. I'll give them that. But,
well, no, they've won two now, back-to-back.
Yeah, I know. He's saying one of them is legit, the other one's not because of that. Yeah, but somebody had to win it, though, right? It's not like they played by themselves.
The season was all messed up, and everybody was playing in front of video. You're playing in front of cardboard fans. It's just not that's just not real.
But everybody had the same advantage.
The way that I look at it is that if they were to go on to win another championship right after that, like the way that the Dodgers have, then it makes it look more legitimate. But the fact that they've only won that one time and they haven't won since then makes me think that that was really more than them taking advantage of a really crappy situation that, you know, the rest of the league just couldn't really recover from. And they haven't sustained it. Like, San Antonio won the title in 1999, where there was only a 50-game season. But then they went on to win another title after that, you know, in an 82-game season. Yep. That makes that look a lot more legit. And
was that it was a strike, wasn't it?
It was a lockout. The lockout in 99, and it lasted for...
Well, you know, it'd be interesting to see, you know, with Oklahoma City, because, you know, they...
Oh, yeah, they're going to clobber everybody. If I have to make a claim right now, it's Oklahoma City versus the field. I'll take Oklahoma City over everybody else that's in the NBA. And maybe even an all-star team right now of everybody in the NBA couldn't stop the way that Oklahoma City's playing right now. They are an all-star team all by themselves.
Yeah, but if you look at their record, 64-18, then followed by San Antonio, 62-20, really not far behind Detroit, 60-22. So I mean, there's some parity there. They're not like 75-10 or anything like that. But you follow what I'm saying? I
They didn't need it. Are they playing the best basketball right now?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and they have home and
that's
court
all that really matters.
The entire...
Yeah, it's all that really matters. Who plays the best ball at the end?
You know what? I'm going to bring up a name that. Whatever happened to Blake Griffin? Because when you mentioned the Pistons,
I'll tell you what happened to Blake Griffin. He's doing commercials now for that furniture store. Wayfair.
That's right. He does, I think he's from State Farm too.
Part of charades. He does charades.
He was so funny when they would do the commercials where he took the kids. Football and he goes wrong ball and he'd kick it, you know, loses ball.
I was thinking the same thing, Russell. In fact, you know, I'm like, I literally said, this guy's got a great agent. I mean, he's got a great agent. He's getting these gigs. I mean, so life's pretty good for him.
A good idea.
He should not need any money.
He played for the Pistons last, didn't he? And then just one day he was gone and. I mean, there was a big hype when he played for the Clippers.
The league passed him by, and he was getting injured too much, and he was playing terribly. And, you know, he's still able to, you know, sell himself to Wayfair. So I guess that's fine. But, he made so much money as an NBA player, probably over $100 million, that I would be shocked if he...
My concern for his financial welfare. I was just kind of curious, like, whatever happened? He just sort of disappeared.
People do that. I mean, people's careers end, and, you know, most people don't want a lot of fanfare when they finish because they're kind of, especially as they finish on a downslope, they don't want to really point that out to people that, like, I have to retire because I can't really play anymore. Look, something about like that is about to happen to Klay Thompson. You know, I mean, he has one more year left on his deal. All his numbers are way down. He earned $17 million, and I knew that in the third year, Dallas was going to regret that contract. I even said it on the show. I said they're going to be okay in the first year with him.
Same thing, but I don't understand how they traded Luka Doncic, you know, for eyebrows.
Right, and then they cut him. Then they got rid of him. But they were lucky to get Cooper Flagg, you know, so they have... But they were still 11 games worse than the Warriors. They were a 25-win team or 26-win team. So they, you know, despite Cooper Flagg and all the accolades that he's gotten, they might win the lottery again this year, given how, you know, I think that the frozen envelope is still alive in the NBA draft. I think the NBA draft is totally corrupted and that there's a conspiracy afoot that bigger market teams win the lottery a lot more than the small market teams. And I think
Draymond sees, he goes, you know what, for these teams that are tanking because of this, he goes, there should be some fines. But of course, how do you prove that they're tanking? Just, you know, someone says they're hurt. You know, I mean, there was a time when Popovich just didn't play his starting five, I think it was.
I did want to bring up in the idea of tanking, Utah Jazz played the Memphis Grizzlies, and something happened that had never happened before in the history of the NBA. Do you know what it is, Michael?
When they tanked?
No, the two of the worst teams in the NBA set a record that had never been set before in the NBA when the Utah Jazz faced the Memphis Grizzlies last week.
Okay. Lowest score?
This is recently?
Yeah.
No.
The score was 156-135.
Okay, in so it's not the lowest score.
It wasn't overtime. And they did something that had never been done before in the history of the NBA. Five players got triple doubles.
Five players got triple doubles. Where have I been?
I'm sorry.
Where have I been? Have two players.
What was the final? 157-137.
I think it was 156 to 135 or something.
35. Utah and Memphis.
Yes. Because the score,
almost 300 points were scored.
And the final The guy who got the bench player got the triple, actually got a quadruple double because he got double digits in points, in blocks, in steals, in assists, and also 10 turnovers. He also had 10 turnovers. So he had a quintuple, or I'm sorry, quadruple double. He didn't get the block.
But the last one's not a good one.
Right, exactly. You don't want double digits in turnovers. But a crazy game. So I don't know. In a game like that, I don't know if you can say that one team is tanking over the other when you have five. It was just a statistical whirlwind, you know, because everybody was trying to get their numbers in and get the.
Well, yeah, they were all talking about how much bonus money they get. Yeah, which is kind of crazy. You're the owner of the team. You ready to tell your coach, hey, you know what? Don't put this guy in the last quarter. I don't want him to get his points.
I don't know. I think it's really hard to tank. I think it's harder to tank than you think it is because, you know, the players that you're telling to tank, they may not be on the team the next year, you know? And so what good is it for them to just play terribly?
Exactly. Okay. Hey, guys, we're going to get to our second trivia question here. What is the most used spice in the world? What is the most used spice in the world? All right, stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back. Don't touch our pal.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance, with state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is, so you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Hop in a John Deere Gator XUV for a day's work. Let's see what's on the to-do list. There goes the tree. And the fence.
Help her out!
Not a problem. Because you've got a cargo box filled with solutions. Up to 4,000 pounds of towing capacity. And you're ready to roll.
The power's out!
Here we go again. The Gator XUV. Built for every kind of workday. Learn more at johndeere.com/GatorXUV. Nothing runs like a deer.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikessanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikessanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Got stuff you don't need? Turn it into cold hard cash with Cha-Ching Company. Whether it's your house, your car, or even gold collecting dust, we buy it for cash fast. No hassles, no long waits. Get a free cash offer in just 24 hours and walk away with money in your pocket. That's Cha-Ching Company, your trusted cash buyer for houses, cars, and gold. Visit CashNow2026.com. right now and get your offer today.
The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa invites you to experience spring in Tahoe. Whether it's hiking, getting pampered in the spa, or relaxing by the lake, the Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa is the perfect destination as it is close to many restaurants, Heavenly Village, and nature areas to explore. Every room has a spectacular Lake Tahoe view. call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com to reserve your room with a view.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Russell Jackman and Mike McDowell. Our second trivia question, what is the most used spice in the world?
I got to...
Russell.
No, let Michael. I hogged the first answer.
I want to say it's pepper.
Yes, black pepper.
I was
going
to say old.
Yeah. Old pepper?
No, old spice.
Old Spice, yes. There you go.
Remember those Old Spice commercials, Make a Man of Me Now? Yeah. Well, I mean, boy. I mean, it was like this, you know, great lady, this great Asian lady with this cool, with this wonderful accent, you know, making, has a tough time speaking English. And, you know, I don't know. I'm surprised they even got away with that. Like you're making fun of the, you know. But it's a funny commercial. It's great. It's like for example, in today's world, and you and I all know this, I don't care what anybody says. No, I'm not a racist. I don't know. I don't hang around with people who are racist, by the way. I don't care for those people. But we all know Blazing Saddles could not be made today. And Blazing Saddles was awesome. It was funnier, and you know what? It was.
But again, there was a different time you could do that kind of stuff. And nobody was really offended. Or specifically supposed to be offensive, but you kind of took it in stride as being offensive.
He offended everybody. I'm okay if you're going to offend everybody at one time. Then you're an equal opportunity offender. It's when you pick on one in the race
that's
or another.
What Mel Brooks did. That's what Mel Brooks did. You're right. Mel Brooks is a genius. Yeah. That's what he did.
Okay, you guys ready for our silly pun of the week? I know you're going to love this one. So I swallowed a dictionary. It gave me the sorest throat I've ever had.
Wow, that is something I have.
That's pretty bad. Yeah, that's what I said. So it's a silly pun of the week. Wow. The sorest throat I've ever had. Come on, guys. That's a good devil one. Hey, you know what? I did want to mention here also, you know, a local place here, Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael. Mountain Mike's for Mike McDowell, right?
That's right, baby.
Pizza the way it all.
Triple pepperoni.
You know what? They put like I don't want to quote saying it. They put on 100 slices, but it seems like 100 slices.
It's so good.
On an extra large.
It's delicious.
It's here in Nevada. We have one up here in Nevada.
There's one in Nevada, yeah. But our friends Jonathan in San Rafael, he's got the one in San Rafael, and I've not eaten the one from Nevada, but the one in San Rafael is phenomenal. In San Rafael pizza, the way it ought to be. All right, what are we going to cover in this last segment, boys?
Hey, just an interesting topic. This week, you know, I know the show is going to get played over the weekend, but during the week, on the 15th of April, just something to talk about and how we evolved. But, you know, 1947 was the year that Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier, playing for the Brooklyn Dodgers at Ebbets Fields. And, you know, I mean, I think that's one of the still the great.
Hold on, though. He actually didn't break the color barrier. If you go back, specifically, there was a guy named Fleetwood Walker, and he's right there, and he's in the 1880s, I think it was. Probably in the early 1880s, and a black guy just was on a team. It was Cap Anson who was the main culprit for getting rid of black people in, quote, modern baseball until Jackie Robinson came along. So,
yeah, but Jackie Robinson is the first one to play in the major leagues.
I don't know. The 1880s was major leagues.
The major leagues weren't around back then.
1869 is when the Cincinnati Redlegs started. No, they had major leagues.
It wasn't made the major league. True. So I think that's why Jackie Robinson gets all the credit.
Well, that's true. I mean, because you're thinking about, like, it's got to be, you know, 50 or 60 years in between. But just for those people, because I remember going to the Hall of Fame, and that's one of the first things you see, because they're talking about old baseball, and I'm going, wait a minute. I go, that guy doesn't look white. And sure enough, it's a black player. He was really, really good, named Fleetwood Walker. I still remember that name.
Well, I must admit, I don't know a lot about him. And, you know, I need to do my research on him. But the guy that gets the credit is Jackie Robinson. And, you know, the thing about Jackie is you guys, I hope, and if you haven't watched it, I implore our 42. Listeners to watch it. 42, Jackie Robinson. Yeah. What a great movie. I mean, what a phenomenal. The poor guy went through hell and, you know, endured garbage that nobody should have endured. And on top of the fact he was an incredible baseball player. You know,
You know what? They actually had a story that was from like the 1950s or 60s. Well, maybe it was in the 70s. I have to look that up again. But that was really good, too. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Jackie's in that movie. But you know what? One quick thing. I've been watching. I just started watching about Bill Russell, and it's funny. I didn't realize he was only 6'9". But I was a big Will Chamberlain fan, so I wasn't a big Russell fan. But to see what he went through too, from a racist, it was just like. I mean, he wins championships, and you know, I mean, nowadays you win championships, and everybody, you know, they're hailing you as a hero, but. Back then, and especially in Boston, back east, I mean, it was sort of like, yeah, thank you very much, but, you know, got eat in the kitchen and don't live in my neighborhood type of thing. Just incredible.
Yeah. Well, you know, ridiculous because, you know, Boston is a bit, was known as a bit of a racist town. And, you know, furthermore, you know, you can look at the good old San Francisco Bay Area. San Francisco is not as welcoming as everybody thinks it was. Guess what? Willie Mays was definitely discriminated against. They didn't want him living in his neighborhood. He finally ended up living in, what's that community down there? You know, the very wealthy Hillsborough.
Hillsborough, yeah.
But there was a big push to not allow Willie Mays to live in that area. Finally, I think... a politician or a friend got him to live. I mean, Willie Mays is Willie Mays, no problem. But, you know, I'm just talking about, but Bill Russell, you know, he really, he had I hate to say this, I don't know how to, a bit of a chip on his shoulder. I don't think he really liked white people. And, you know, I'm not, it's not, you know, and it, that doesn't represent white people. I mean, that was a terrible.
Watch this thing. He seemed to have a really good relationship with his teammates. And
for sure. The way that he should never have been treated like that, of course. We all know that.
But the thing is, even when Jackie Robinson played, now that was, you know, 10 years or so earlier, you know, he was having problems with some of his teammates, not all of them. But during this special that I'm watching, so far, there hasn't been any issue within the team. It's all been, you know, just the fans.
We also have to remember that the NBA didn't have that much prominence when Bill Russell was winning his championships. It was really seen as like the third sport and really far behind what football and baseball were. So being an NBA champion at that time in Boston, they didn't really know what they had until like later on when he had won multiple titles that, you know, he started getting that respect. But his first couple of titles, they were like big deal because being an NBA champion meant very little to the populace at that point.
Well, you know, I don't know if you guys remember this, but the NBA, even though you had, you know, Chamberlain and Jerry West and all that.
I'm only at 18.
It was dying. Until Larry Bird and Magic Johnson in 79.
You only had eight teams during the time that Bill Russell was winning championships. So it really didn't affect most of the United States. It wasn't like, I mean, people look at the NBA now and see what a huge machine it is. But back then in the 60s, it was really just barely functioning with eight teams. I mean, it is pretty hard to think. Like, what, you know.
I think the same thing about the NHL, though. You say the same thing about the NHL, Grade Eight. They've started out, but that's not to say that the talent wasn't like spectacular because it was.
I mean, you watch some of these clips, though. The thing is, I think one of the reasons the NBA is so popular, these guys are so much more athletic and talented. Okay, now again, Will Chamberlain could play on any team at any, you know, like a Babe Ruth could play at any team, any era. Same thing with, you know, Bill Russell.
Yeah, Jerry West could play at any era. Elgin Baylor could play at any era. I mean, come on.
Richie Guerin, you don't think Richie Guerin would have cut it in today's NBA?
I mean, Yeah. Who? Yeah. Okay. Maybe not. I mean, what
I know
about
Rich
Guerin?
You know,
Rick Mike, the Rick first baby. Barry. Rick Barry is one of the all-time great forwards in yeah. history. I didn't care what anybody yeah. says. Look at his.
Okay, Ted Williams. You know, I mean, you always pick a player, but just in general, let's put it this way: if you were to take last year's NBA champs, Oklahoma City Thunder, they would have wiped the floor with any of those teams from before.
Oh, they wouldn't have had anyone that could measure up to Chet Holmgren. What are you kidding me? Chet Holmgren at 7'4" was, I mean, would even take a guy like George Mikan and squish
no,
him down.
No. Wow. No, Will Chamberlain would have taken Holmgren to task. He was 7'2", and he was 267 pounds or
but
something.
He also didn't have anyone next to him like Isa Hartenstein.
No, you're right. I mean, I'm just talking one when you say like a specific player, but just in general, the talent of NBA is so much better now than it used to be. Go ahead, Mike.
However, there's an argument to be made because if you look at players over the eras, you know, I hear this what you're saying a lot, but I contend that, you know, the level of fundamentals that were played back then were much better than today. Crisper passing, better execution. It just was. I mean, they didn't have a three-point line.
Don't back you up.
They didn't
have
a three-point line, so they couldn't shoot.
Do not back you up.
Huh?
The stats do not back you up. Field goal percentage is a lot lower.
If you look at some of these instructors. I mean, the fundamentals were phenomenal about that because they were it wasn't Showtime basketball back then.
There were only two things that were higher statistically in previous years, and that's rebounding and fouls.
Statistics don't always mean the game's better, okay? It doesn't.
I'm not talking about, you know, when you say the game better, I'm just talking about the talent. You know, I mean, a guy like Michael Jordan, right? I mean, you know, you watch him. And you can't see any, let's put it this way, who going way back? I mean, Bob Cousy, you know, was very talented. He could handle the ball.
Oscar
really
Robertson
well.
Probably got Oscar the closest. Robertson,
Jerry West, Elgin Baylor.
But I mean, just in general, you know, like
John Havlicek. Yeah. John Havlicek is an NBA Hall of Fame player.
But field goal percentages are like up like 10%. From what they were back in the 60s. And I know because I perused the 60s statistics. In fact, my friend and I are going over the 60s stuff right now in a statistical basketball game that we're putting together. And the 60s, there's a lot more rebounding and there's a lot more fouls, but there's not the field goal percentages and the assists were way down from where you are.
The reason down as high is because guys were missing a lot.
Well, it was
right?
a different
yeah.
game, too.
Let's go to our last trivia question here. This one's kind of
NHL.
I don't watch any, so I don't know what.
We never talk NHL, man.
I like to watch some of the highlights, but other than that, I can't really get into.
We got to get an NHL player on the show. We got to talk some NHL.
I had one a long time ago.
The San Jose Sharks again out of the playoffs, Bay Area, and congratulations to the Las Vegas Golden Knights. They're what they're doing is phenomenal.
Yes,
they're going to win another Stanley Cup.
It's just a personal thing. Okay, why are flamingos pink? Okay, that's our trivia question. Stay with us, SportsEcom 101. We'll be right back with some closing comments. So let's head out.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as a dollar per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman and Mike McDowell. Our last trivia question, why are flamingos pink?
Yeah, I know. It
doesn't count.
Does it have to do with something that they eat?
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, it's something with the fish that they eat, something I don't know specifically any more than that.
They eat a lot of shrimp.
Shrimp, that's right.
Is that what it is? Yeah, because they're not actually pink, but the shrimp makes their bodies. Yeah,
and they look really silly if they were blue.
Well, that's true. It's like, you know, if they eat a bunch of carrots, you know, you turn a little bit orange. Okay, are you ready for our thoughts for the day? Always, right?
Yeah, I guess we have to be, right?
We all know Albert Einstein was a genius, but his brother Frank, he was a monster.
Yes. Except that was the monster, but that Frankenstein was the professor.
Dr. Frankenstein. Dr. Frankenstein was the professor doctor. Yeah, but Frankenstein's monster. Yes, Frank. Okay. And today's cars have very cool technologies. I put my car in reverse and a video of a cyclist getting hit started playing. I thought that was pretty good.
Tiger Woods needs a car like that.
Hey, man, what about the WNBA draft? We hit on that big time tonight.
Well, there
good
you
job,
go.
Guys. Good job.
Hold on. We got one more last one here. Now, this is from Charles Schultz from Peanuts. Oh. Don't worry about the world coming to an end today. It's already tomorrow in Australia.
Don't let us know.
That's why we're signing the WNBA draft.
We should ask them about who got the horse races, who won. They should be able to tell us. All right, audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown.
We'll see you next week.
No, we won't.
Take care.
Yeah, well, we'll see you, everyone. You'll see us again on the same show next week.
How do you know that?
You already said it.
Okay.